Now, finally, there's a big celebration in Castlebar today for the official opening of the first hospice in County Mayo, a hospice that has been paid for completely by fundraising. And I've been hearing more about the long campaign to see this hospice in Mayo open from Martina Jennings, who's the chief executive of Mayo Roscommon Hospice.
It's a 26-year marathon to get here, really, Áine. The foundation started 26 years ago with funding palliative care services in the community because there was none in either county. And the dream was always to have our own hospice in Mayo and one in Roscommon. And finally, after 26 years, there was a certain amount of money put aside every year to build this hospice. And we 2 years ago, we decided in earnest, now is the time to do it. Our budget at the time would have been 11.5 million euro to build it, and we have come in just under 9 million euro. And so it's come in on time and on budget. And finally, this hospice is something that has been built really and truly by the people of Mayo and Roscommon for the people of Mayo and Roscommon.
And what happens today?
So today, Minister Harris, thankfully, is coming down to launch the hospice. So from now on, the recruitment can start in earnest, and hopefully we will welcome patients in springtime into the hospice. But today is a huge day of celebration. We have over 1,000 people here, and the audience consists of volunteers, support groups, fundraisers, local and national HSE who have supported us all along. And the atmosphere is one of immense pride and really and truly immense emotion, but also not forgetting the people that aren't here, the people that have used our palliative care services over the last 26 years and their families as a legacy to them, fundraised for us and got us to this day.
And obviously, you know, nobody ever wants to think about needing a hospice, but the difference, and hospices, I've been in some of them and had contact with some of them. They can be such happy places, such peaceful places, and places that are able to give people the gift of a happy death.
That's exactly it, Áine. That's exactly it. The hospice is a home from home, and this truly is. It is a home from home, and it is, you know, our whole command to the design team was to bring the inside out and the outside in. So you're surrounded by natural light and beautiful landscaping no matter where you are in this hospice. And the difference it will make to patients and families on the life-changing journey of terminal illness. And not always, that, you know, 70% of patients will go home. It's just to help them all adapt to the circumstances they find themselves in. And you're absolutely right when you say hospices are happy places, because as long as you're here, you're alive, and the staff and palliative care staff will make sure it is the best journey for you and your family.
And fantastic news that this is happening for Mayo. Hopefully you'll be taking in your patients in the spring, and it's also going to be happening in Roscommon too.
It is indeed. We are going to tender for our Roscommon Hospice in 2 weeks' time, with the intention of starting early January, the construction up there. It should take about 12 months to complete. So the cost of the Roscommon Hospice is currently estimated at 6 million euro. We have just under half of that in the bank account to start. And we are hoping that all the fundraisers and the support groups and volunteers stay on this journey with us and get us over the line up there, because we had a 4.5 million euro bank loan secured for Mayo and we never needed to use it because the people got behind us. So we still have it in the background, and that's where we want to leave it, because we want to continue to fund palliative care in the community. We are living in an era where our people are living longer, and nearly half of our patients are non-cancer. So the demand for palliative care services is only going to rise, and we want to work with the HSE to meet that demand.
Well, congratulations and good luck to all of you, Martine. It really is a fantastic achievement, and well done to all involved.
Thank you so much, Áine. Thank you.
Take care. Enjoy the day.